Spencer Chase from the A6 National FFA Convention talking with Blake Goss from the Sentinel FFA chapter out of Sentinel, Oklahoma. Blake was just named the 2013 Emerging Agricultural Technology Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency winner. Blake, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Blake, just for starters, what does it feel like to be a National Proficiency winner?
It's kind of like the Super Bowl. You get certain chills when you're on that stage, and to hear your name called for the National Award is a great honor and something that I've been working for a long time.
And Blake, tell us a little bit about your enterprise and your SAE right now. What are some of the things that you've done throughout your time in FFA?
My application was Champion Livestock Breeder Tracker application was an app that I created for the iPhone to locate champion livestock breeders across the country from cattle, sheep, goat to swine. And this project has taught me a lot in how to communicate with others, people who aren't familiar with what you do, and help them expand. And it really helps you. The technology will help you in the future for my future college plans and through life.
So what are some of the skills that you gained throughout your time in this enterprise and developing this app?
Something that I've really gained would have to be the technology on how to use the programs, the Word, the Excel, and how to use databases.
Okay, and what about some time that you spent in FFA but not necessarily working on this enterprise? What are some of the skills that you've gained during that time?
The FFA is an organization that you'll never find one like. It helps you being a leader. It'll help you in life. You'll have friends that you will have for a lifetime, that there's no other organization that is comparable to the FFA. And I hope all the younger generations realize that the FFA is an organization that you should be in. It's wide-based. It's something that is to a great deal that's been a part of my life.
And looking to your future, I know you said you're a junior in high school, correct?
Yes, sir.
So maybe not quite ironed out your college plans and career ideas quite yet, but how do you think the skills that you've gained throughout this enterprise will help you maybe through that process and once you get a career picked out?
It'll definitely help. I plan to do agribusiness in college more than likely. It helps me communicate with other people for sure.
And if you were to suggest a piece of advice to an eighth grader or a freshman maybe considering joining FFA but not quite sold on the idea yet, what would you say to convince that potential FFA member?
The FFA is a perfect place. You don't have to be tall. You don't have to be athletic. You don't have to be the fastest. It teaches you so many life skills that you can use for the future and not only help you in high school but in college and through your life. And I promise you, you will go away from the FFA with a friend that you will have a lifetime with.
And Blake, I gotta imagine it takes quite a bit of effort on your part as well as the part of others to become a National Proficiency winner. Is there anyone you'd like to thank right now for their help throughout this process?
Yes, first and foremost, I'd like to thank the sponsors, Ag Leader Technology and BASF, and also my parents and my ag instructor. They've been a big part of not only this, but of my life in terms of getting me better.
That's Blake Goss, the 2013 Emerging Agricultural Technology Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency winner. Blake, congratulations.
Thank you. Have a good day.
From the A6 National FFA Convention, I'm Spencer Chase.